Hello, my name is Madders, and this is another episode of the AMs. I'm joined today by Muzza and Alechi, and today we're going to be discussing more about things that are trending. So the first thing is like the whole Wicked movie and Ariana Grande and everything. Have you guys both seen Wicked?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
I loved it.
It was good. I saw it twice, but I think the second time, it's like almost 3 hours long, so I was like getting bored.
I've only seen it once, but I think in the beginning, I do think it kind of was a bit dragged out.
Yeah.
And then but I think it was clever to end it on Defying Gravity because that is the most famous song. And it was such a good outro and I was like, oh my God, I just want to know more.
And then that's also the end of the first act in the musical. So it made sense that it ended there instead of ending before or then, after that.
Because the second film's, like, I think already done, but we've got to wait another year for it, which is annoying.
Yeah, but I also think that in the film, it wasn't what I expected because I didn't have any clue what Wicked was about. I knew it was about the witches in, what's it called? The one about Dorothy and that.
The Wizard of Oz.
But I thought it'd be more like how the Wicked Witch of... Is Elphaba the Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah.
I thought how she'd be evil, but she's actually made out to be nice and Ariana Grande was actually kind of like the evil-ish one.
I think it's because the Wizard of Oz is from Dorothy's point of view.
Yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. And then...
But in reality, all the people who were like supposed to be the good ones are actually not.
I've never even seen The Wizard of Oz.
And
really?
Oh my
goodness.
You've
never watched any
Wizard. I just went into Wicked Blind.
Yeah. I went into Wicked Blind, but I didn't realise... I didn't realise how much of like the difference between The Wizard of Oz and Wicked
is. Because you did see like Dorothy and stuff at the start. When they're walking.
And I thought it'd be like, you know, how during The Wizard of Oz, like Elphaba showed up a few times and so did Glinda. I thought it'd be that. But it's like... based in the past. I didn't even realise that.
Yeah, but then also Wicked is from Glinda's point of view as well. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Elphaba's.
No.
Because she's not there at the end, remember? No, like at the start.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's dead.
It's all from Glinda's point of view.
Yeah. I also keep seeing people talking about Ariana Grande and like her relationship with all the other cast members because obviously she's dating, what's his name?
Bach in the film.
What's his actual name though? Ethan something, isn't it?
Ethan Slater.
Yeah.
Ethan Slater.
Oh, have you seen how similar he is to his brother?
That's actually creepy. That is freaky.
I keep seeing people, like ever, I keep thinking she's got a secret relationship with Cynthia Erivo though, because they're 10
years old. Oh, no, I've seen that as well.
Because they're so. They're just together all the time.
Ten matching tattoos.
And they won't even show people, which I think is weird.
We've got ten matching tattoos, but we won't show you.
Because people have a private life, obviously, but what could be like that what special could, about... What could it be?
Especially because like they've told people about it, so that just makes people want to know what it is.
And something must have happened on that set, because to cry at like every interview...
Mm-hmm. Especially when they were asked about food... Because they've gone really, really, really skinny.
They're on Ozempic or something.
That's what my mum brings up every time I talk about Ariana Grande. But she's to eat a burger.
They've gone so skinny. And then when they were asked about food, it's probably because, you know.
But, like, I'm glad they're at their happiest. Like, she's definitely happier than she's ever been. But then she doesn't look well. Like, what happened?
Yeah, because she does not look Ariana well. Ariana said that Glinda's been a dream role of her since she was a kid. So, obviously, it would be, like, emotional that she actually got to do it. And it's got this famous, but... I feel like something more must have happened.
Yeah.
And she's been through so much before that, obviously, with like her Mac Miller, Sam and Cat, and being the Manchester one.
The Manchester.
Oh, yeah. Like so much has happened to her.
But I also think, have you seen how it's going trending? And it's like, why are you crying? Because kids growing up now are going to know Ariana Grande as, what's it called? Glinda instead of Kat from Sam and Kat and from Victorious.
I feel like that's not that deep.
What I knew her from, because me and my sister used to watch that.
I knew her from Victorious.
Yeah.
Exactly, but people are going to know as Glinda now. It's kind of sad.
But, I mean, everybody has changed. She's obviously going to evolve. And maybe some people know her as more of a music artist than...
True.
Mm-hmm.
than any of her acting roles.
She didn't make an album for like 2 years, and then she came back last year with Eternal Sunshine.
That's
which was
good
really good.
I love that.
And We Can't Be Friends, that is such a good song.
That the music video, right. Anyway, I'd like to thank my panel members, Muzza and Alechi, and we hope you enjoyed listening to today's podcast. Don't forget to listen to our other ones. Bye.